Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Aleem McNeil. Aleem is a sophomore defensive tackle for North Carolina State and is one of the top defensive tackles in the country as he racked up 5.5 sacks and 7.5 tackles for a loss during the regular season. Aleem, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem.
To start, we know individually you had an incredible season, 5.5 sacks as a sophomore. But going into this offseason, what are you going to try and work on to improve your game?
The main thing for me is basically helping and working on my mental game as well as my physical game. Just trying to balance that out as much as I can. I want to improve my overall quickness and explosiveness throughout the games. And overall, just endurance, just getting in better shape, getting stronger, faster. But I feel like my mental game is what I really want to focus on this offseason.
You saw a lot of improvement in your sack numbers from freshman to sophomore year. What do you really think allowed you to have that success this season?
Just the grind I had last offseason. My coaches was really on me because they see a lot in me, a lot of potential in me. And I just grinded and I just made it a point to myself that I was going to get better than my freshman year if I wanted to achieve the dreams and goals that I have in mind. So,
and do you think being named as a freshman All-American by 247, did awards like those, seeing that level of success in addition to the coaches seeing things in you, give you that extra motivation to work hard last offseason?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. After I got that, me and my dad had a little talk. We were just like, it's go time now. It's go mode. It's time to work even harder because I want even more accolades and stuff like that. It's not really what I play for, but like when you play hard, you work hard, this stuff just kind of comes. So it gave me a lot of extra motivation.
And we have seen the success stories that have gone through the Wolfpack program, like Bradley Chubb, BJ Hill, Justin Jones, Contavious Street. How has their success really motivated you to possibly have success of your own?
It's motivated me a lot, being that they were the same exact position as me. And I talk to some of those guys sometimes throughout weeks and whatever. But just seeing that the lifestyle that they live now, that's exactly what I want to do. I just want to play football and live life. And the way they've worked has definitely motivated me because I know I can do the same exact thing.
And you look at the defensive line success of NC State, especially that year where they had four guys get drafted. I mean, you guys have had a ton of talent. And with that, I mean, how would you describe this culture for NC State? Because you guys have had so much production at the collegiate level and then going on to the NFL. How would you describe your culture?
I would describe it as like we're hard-nosed, blue-chip guys, like, especially D-line at NC State. It's something we take pride in a lot. We call ourselves the War Daddies. Like, we take pride in the D-line at NC State so much. We have guys come back to talk to us. It's the way that our coaching style. We like to strike and attack and shed guys and just destroy blocks and stuff like that. That's just how we are, and I want to keep it that way here at NC State as well.
And talking about playing, do you have like a special type of play that you like to use or anything that really helps you get to the quarterback?
So this year, because I was playing in the zero tech, last year I was in the three tech, but this year I like to bait the center either way to his side. And once I see his shoulders turn, I like to counter club back across his face. It usually works every time.
I mean, that's what you got to do. And you played linebacker in high school a little bit, three technique, zero technique. What has been the transition like to each of those positions? Are they similar? Have you been able to utilize some stuff you did at linebacker at the three technique and the zero technique? What's the transition been like for you?
Well, it was actually a huge transition because I had never played D-line in high school at all. Like, the only position I played was linebacker and running back. Like, that was it. And so to make the transition to three tech, I was trying to use a couple of things from linebacker, but it's a lot different when you're reading blocks and stuff like that because you're right in front of the man. So really the only thing I'm taking with me is like my speed and quickness because most of those guards can't keep up with me or the centers. And the way I get off the ball and the way I can be able to move my feet to get around guys, it's just the guards aren't as quick as me and as fast as me when it comes to that. So that was really the only thing I could take for that, really.
And how do you think playing running back and linebacker helped your development as a defensive tackle?
It definitely helped me with my physicality. I'm definitely not scared to go into any blocks or anything like that. My speed and my quickness, definitely. And just be able to read blocks quick enough and fast enough to be able to react side to side. And my change of direction is like up there with the top guys in the country. So.
And what went into the decision to have you move from three technique to zero technique? And is there one you prefer to play?
Well, the decision, we changed our defensive scheme up. We went from a four down to a three down. And so we had just moved me inside. We put Larrell Murchison, he was our original three tech. We put him outside as a five tech, and then we put our boundary in. We moved him to field and put him as a five. So we had changed our defensive scheme. That was really the only reason. If I had to choose, though, I'd prefer to play a three tech or a G or a two high. So.
And talking about teammates, how important is it for you to have strong relationships with the other linemen?
Oh, it's very strong because sometimes we have to work off of each other on the field, like in pass rush lanes or in run blocks or something. It's very important. And also we need to be able to know what each other's jobs are on the field. So say somebody forgot something, we can just let him know, fill him in real quick before the play starts. So it's very important to have that gel, have that chemistry with each other.
And having played now multiple years at the defensive tackle position, what would you say, what are the traits that make for a great defensive tackle?
Just his aggressiveness, being smart, being able to see blocks and read blocks, see tendencies like when guys are about to pull, guards sit back lighter in their hands, or when they're about to down block or heavy run block, guys are heavy on their fingers, about to fall over. There's just a lot of things that go into being a great D lineman. Your strike, being able to destroy blocks, peaking, staying in your gaps, it's a lot.
And not many college football players can say that they are on the same team now as their high school teammate. What is it like playing with Trent Penix?
It's very fun because me and Trent actually we've been going to school together since the sixth grade. So it's actually very fun. And I also have another high school teammate on the team, Justin Dunn. It's very cool playing with those guys, though, because I grew up with them. We went through everything in high school together. So it's very cool to be able to still play with them.
And it's interesting also being from North Carolina. What was the recruiting process like for you out there?
Well, my recruiting process was actually very wild because I had just about every school in the country. And so we had taken a couple of visits. The only visit I probably have wanted to take was probably Alabama, and that was just to take it. But I knew I was coming here in state, but I went just about everywhere. And then even after I went to the Army All-American game, I still had schools trying to, like, get at me and stuff, even though I was committed here. So it was actually very wild, but it was very fun at the same time.
And talk about the Army All-American game, one of the most prestigious high school football games. What was it like playing in that game?
It was actually very fun, but it was, like, I hated it at the same time because they had moved me to the defensive line for that week because they knew I was going to play that in college, and I knew nothing about defensive line. So I was going against the top guards and the number one center and stuff, and I knew nothing about D-line. I held my own, but I would rather have much played linebacker in that game. But it was such a fun week. Got to meet a lot of new guys, guys that I didn't ever know and stuff like that. So
we talked, Aleem, about how you originally were playing that linebacker position, transitioned to defensive tackle. At what point did it click for you? And essentially, like, all right, now, like, I know I can play this position at a really high level.
It was actually versus Georgia State of my freshman year. I think it was our second game when I got my first sack. And I had just, like, obliterated the center. I just manhandled him. That's when I knew I could really. And then another moment that clicked for me was freshman year as well, Boston College. I think that was our fifth game. It was a simple reach block. I had struck the guard, locked him out, and just shedded him. and had a huge tackle for loss on the third down. So that's when I knew. I was like, I know I can play this position now.
Freshman year, 3.5 sacks. Sophomore year, 5.5 sacks. Are you pleased with those numbers?
For being an inside guy, yeah, honestly. I mean, I went from a 3 tech, had freshman year, had 3.5 sacks, and I went to a 0, head up on a center, still had 5.5 sacks. I mean, I'm pleased with those numbers. I was obviously shooting for more. Like, you're always shooting for more. Like, next year, I want 10, like, honestly. But, I mean, I'm pleased with those numbers. And because there's a lot of things that go into being a D lineman that sometimes get overlooked. Like, when we're striking and locking guys out and guards aren't moving, people don't see that, but that's actually, like, very important. So, but I'm pleased with those numbers, though.
Obviously, at a 0 technique, to go up in sacks from a 3 technique is not something you see every day. But with Laurel Murchison going to the draft, are you expecting to stay at that 0 technique role, or do you see yourself transitioning back to the 3 technique?
I expect to stay at the 0, but me and my coach have talked. He's going to be moving me around a lot, so I'll be playing both pretty much. So I think we're going to stay in the 3-down scheme. So I'll be playing outside, rushing from outside, and playing the 0 tech. So I got a lot on my plate for next year.
Didn't have the season you guys were looking for this year, falling short. But as a team going into the spring, what are you guys going to work on to make sure that you guys get to the ACC championship next year?
Just that chemistry and getting those young guys ready. We played 53 freshmen last year, and about 79 players on our team make up our freshmen and sophomores. So we were kind of a young team, unexperienced. But we're just going to make sure those guys get on board with the mission that we have in mind. And so this offseason is very important, gelling together that chemistry. We're going to make sure each one of each other loves each other, and that we're just ready to work and put the work in to be able to have that success.
And talking about having a young team, is there another underclassman, whether it be a freshman or sophomore, that stood out to you that you think, all right, hasn't gotten the immediate attention yet, but has stood out to you as someone who should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Yeah, absolutely. Our two freshman running backs, Zonovan Knight, Jordan Houston. We also have a defensive end, Savion Jackson. He's going to be on the radars very soon. They had a great freshman year. Zonovan had an awesome freshman year, and Jordan also had a great freshman year. So we have a lot of guys. Jakeen Harris, he's one of our nickelback safeties. He's going to be on that list. Tanner Engel, he's already on some radars. I just feel like he hasn't gotten the attention he needs yet. So there's a lot of guys on our team that will be on draft radars pretty soon. We have a very talented squad.
And despite the fact that you might not be a senior upperclassman, that doesn't really matter when it comes to leadership, but how this past season did you take a leadership role on?
Just because I had that experience under my belt, and just being able to pass that experience on, that knowledge that I had to the younger guys below me, and just trying to bring the team together. Because there was a few times this year where we weren't together at all, and that kind of was our season. That's why we were at 4-7 or whatever it was. Just being able to, because you don't have to be, you know, an upperclassman guy to have leadership. If you see things and you want to correct it, and you want to let a guy know, keep him held, hold him accountable, then that's, you should do so. But taking on the leadership role, it was really not a problem for me. It was something that I looked forward to. Actually, I couldn't wait till I got into a higher grade. I couldn't really say much as a freshman because we had a lot of seniors at that time, but we didn't have any this year, so I kind of stepped up a little bit. But definitely next year, next season, I'll be in the leadership role for sure. And so I'm just going to make sure these guys are on board every week. We can't have any downfalls, any slips. Guys are going to be on board every week.
And Aleem, now with this, I want to touch on film. We know you have a lot of ideas, being that you are at that 0 technique defensive tackle, nose tackle position. Do you watch any film of certain players in the NFL or other guys at the collegiate level that you like take parts of their game from and add them to yours?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually watch BJ Hill a lot, honestly, and Justin Jones, because I like the things that they do. And it's a lot easier to get film on them just because they came from here as well. And I talk to those guys and ask them for pointers or stuff like that. But I watch Aaron Donald a lot. And that's like I watch him a lot. Out of anybody else in the league, I really watch him a lot. I watch Dexter Lawrence too. I watch his film just because I grew up with him. I'm good buddies with him. So, but those really the main four that I watch, to be honest.
And for those who don't know why watching film is so important, can you maybe explain why?
Oh, yeah. Watching film is important, whether it's an opponent or you're watching somebody to try to get better. But for the side of watching an opponent, you got to watch your guy's tendencies. You got to know why his feet are long like this, why he's sitting back, why is he heavy like this, what is his hand signals. You got to want to know that stuff. It's a cheat code. That's basically what it is. It's like studying for the test. It's a cheat code. And if you see this guy, he gives you a hand signal right here, you know he's sliding right. And you might want to bait him right and come back left. You know, so.
And with addition to watching film and game prep, there's also the training aspect. And we like to ask a hypothetical question. If you can be trained by one player who's currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I'd say Ndamukong Suh, just because how relentless he was. Like, he didn't care on the field. Like, he would strike guards and centers and just try to break their necks. I'd want to be trained by him, honestly.
And we have seen what you have accomplished these past 2 years on and off the field, Aleem. But what would you want GMs or scouts to know about your game?
That I'm a smart player. I give 100% effort on the field. I'm very aware of what's going on. Like the execution of a call or whatever, I know what the reason why I'm going here and why this is happening. And who's coming from the back end and stuff like that. I want them to know that I'm always out there. I'm always going hard. I'm going to run to the ball. I'm going to get to it. I see ball. My peaking and striking and stuff like that as a D lineman, nobody's ever just like moved me solid out the way. I'm going to take up those double team blocks. I'm going to shed that. I'm going to get to the ball. That's really what I want them to see, honestly.
And we know we've talked about the football aspect of it, Aleem, but you're also majoring in exploratory studies. Do you have any career aspirations? We know obviously the NFL is the next goal, but afterwards, do you have any other career aspirations?
Yeah, because actually my major is STS now, Science, Technology, and Society. And I'm looking to go into the computer engineering route, honestly, so.
And you still got so much time ahead of yourself, but have you thought about signing an NFL contract? And what would be the first thing you'd like to do with your signing bonus?
That's funny. Me and my dad were just talking about this. Like, what would I do? So my dad is big on, like, if these opportunities were to happen, he's big on me saving money. So the first thing I'd probably do is just probably get me a nice place to live and an affordable car, honestly. I wouldn't go crazy with it at all.
Those are definitely two good first purchases. And for our last question, Aleem, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Just continue to work hard. It only gets harder at the next level, and everybody is the same as you pretty much. So you got to work harder so you can stand out from that guy right beside you. You got to do something different than that guy beside you. So just continue to work hard and never sit back and slack. Because you will fall below and you will not see the field. It is a lot different on this level. You get chances, but you keep burning those chances and not performing and productive on the field, and you won't see the field anymore. So just continue to work hard. Don't slack off. When you get to this level, every guy beside you is the same as you. So you got to do something to stand out from that guy.
That was Aleem McNeil from the NC State Wolfpack. We really appreciate your time and good luck next season. We can't wait to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.